Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host. Hello listeners, welcome to episode 22. First things first, my throat is kind of sore and just hating on me right now, so my voice may go a bit weird. So I apologise for that, but I'm going to battle through and get you an episode, guys. So, this week, I am going to talk about PHP and W and why I went to a developer conference as a tester who is not a developer and isn't really that interested in developing. It's my second year of going to PHP and W, and it was brilliant, as always. It's such a good conference to go to, even if you're not like that techie or developer-y. They do three tracks and an unconference track. An unconference, if you don't know, is a track where no talks are organised before the day, so people can just show up with a talk and sign up for a talk, and you don't have to have slides, you can completely improv it, and it can be about pretty much anything. There's no like vetting or anything, it's first come, first serve. So I spent most of the morning in the unconference track, the Saturday morning. It's a Saturday and Sunday, it's a two-day conference. Most of Saturday morning I spent in the unconference track, which had some great talks. There were some couple of techie ones that went like straight over my head, but there was some stuff about like measuring code complexity and one called How to Be a Good Code Scout, which was someone who runs Cub Scouts and kind of using scouts as an analogy for being good developers around code and contributing and things like that. And it was great. I mean, even with the talks that went completely over my head, I don't feel like I'm wasting my money going there because everyone is just genuinely really passionate and it's such a friendly crowd that being in that atmosphere is great. And it's just, that's it's one of my favourite conferences. Firstly, they work really hard to keep the cost low so that so many people can afford to go, people who might not be able to afford to go to some of the other conferences. And it's something that I personally am immensely grateful for. Secondly, the Manchester Tech crowd and the other tech crowd in the Northwest, it's a great crowd. It's a great opportunity to catch up with people. The talks are always incredibly high quality and there's enough of a mix that it is worth my time going and worth my money going. There was a talk on example-driven design, which is about modelling using BHAC and acceptance criteria. And that was fascinating because like I knew like the putting together acceptance criteria and scenarios, and I knew about BHAT, but I didn't know how that could be used in a sort of test-driven development sort of way, which is how he was using it. While I knew the theory, I didn't know the practice, and he just walked through a small scenario and how they'd do that, how they'd build all the entities and stuff, and it was just completely fascinating. And it means that I know kind of what people are doing and what how my work relates to their work in a kind of much more concrete way, and it was great. And sometimes just being in a room with people who are very passionate about what they're doing and really motivated, it's just great for your own motivation. Like I said, I think I wrote 3 episodes of the podcast on the 2 days I was there, just like in between talks and when there was a gap when there was no talks I wanted to go to. Like on the Sunday, they do a half day on the Sunday, and there wasn't an unconference track, and there was a session where there was nothing really for me on the talk. So I just sat in the bar with a couple of other people who'd arrived late. And we just bashed out, like, some were coding, I was writing podcasts, and it was just that kind of working atmosphere that was great. As a non-techie person, I was welcomed without question, really. I mean, I wasn't obviously expecting people to be, like, dicks to me, but there's still that thing of I am not a developer, and no one even blinked. And people are interested in what they want to say and the different ways people work and things like that. And in particular, my favourite talk of the entire conference, I think, was the first keynote on the Saturday. The title was Stealing People Lessons from Artificial Intelligence, which sounds exciting. Machine learning is incredibly fascinating, and I love applying lessons there to other places. I love that idea. So the slides and things are in the notes, as always. The speaker's name was Mary Williams, and her talk was hilarious and insightful and taught me lots of things like management and motivation and water polo. There is a list of books that she recommends that are in her notes, and I'm going to add them to my Christmas wish list this year because they all sounded fascinating. And there's a sketch note video, so someone's taken a talk and videoed like a 15-minute sketch note of that entire talk, and it's the main idea of her talk was that money doesn't actually motivate people when they have to do a task that is a more sort of cerebral, creative task that involves engaging your cognitive skills. If it's a manual task, someone's just doing a mechanical task, then more money will motivate them to do more, better, faster, whatever. But if it's a much more thinking kind of task, money doesn't actually motivate them at that point. It's more about autonomy and purpose and the sense that they're becoming a master of the skill that they're doing. And there have been studies over and over and over again that prove that this is the case. All over the world it is the case that this is so. This is what motivates people. It was a fascinating subject area, and it was so inspiring to see someone being so enthusiastic and geeky and passionate about what she does. I mean, managing people and managing them well and growing people and moving them through a career path. It was really inspiring. And despite the fact that I don't have any aspirations to become a manager, just the lessons that you got from that and just the watching a great speaker speak about something that really excites them was just brilliant. It was a fantastic way to spend a weekend, and I recommend it to anyone who can get there, even if you're not a developer. It is a great conference. They give plenty of space to non-developer talks, and main stage space as well, not like just being shoved in the smallest track. It's keynotes and multiple slots throughout the conference. The closing keynote was also about developers interacting and depression and mental health and that kind of stuff. And so it was just some really important, great talks. I do recommend it to anyone who can make it, really. It's every October, and it's been going for 8 years, and I'd love to see it go for at least another 8. It's brilliant. I am going to leave it there, because my throat is definitely not happy with all this talking. I will do a proper episode, one that's not just a recap of a weekend, next week. And now I am going to go watch the Great British Bake Off final and not speak to anyone for about 12 hours. So have a fun week, and I will see you later. Bye!